We're continuing the Afidal on Beis, two dots. Vashechtam v'chutz potter. Said in the Mishnah. Said in the Mishnah. The Vashechtam v'chutz is potter. What does that mean? That means that you take this animal that's Kedushas Damim and you makrev it v'chutz, you potter. Why? Because it wasn't royu to bring for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Masni, the word Vashechtam v'chutz is chayiv. Well, let's Masni chayiv. What does that mean? Mukila doesn't mean Yeshekhet v'chutz. Mukila Obama Siachar. I'm talking about you brought this Balmum to Obama Siachar. And the question is there a din mumin by Obama Siachar? So he says, Chai, v'chai v'alav, v'chai v'malkas. Dom Rav Elazar, when I was a vech behem ba'alaz mum, Obama Siachar, v'shach heta Obama, shuv lo yisah. I said, how do you know if you take a behem ba'alaz mum and you bring it in Obama Siachar, v'shach heta Obama, and it's a Balmum, shuv lo yisah. I said, how do you know there's an Isser lav on that? Shinema lo yisizbach l'ashem l'kecho shor v'seh. It says in the Pasuk, it sounds like it's extra, you shouldn't shecht v'ashem, a shor v'seh that has a mum. The end of the Pasuk says, lo yisizbach l'ashem l'kecho shor v'seh ashir by mum, called avara. So you don't need this extra Pasuk. Meaning about Magdalel, it's already says, iveres a shavur. It says very Pasuk, iveres a shavur, a chorutz, a yabeles, the lo yisakrivu, you're not allowed to bring it. So what do you need this Pasuk for? T'nu inyi l'bom esyachid. And that's what our Mishnah is teaching us, that balimum on a part of a bom esyachid also. So that's what he says, the main Indian. It's extra pasuk. It must become a bama siachar. Freit the Gemara, maybe the extra pasuk is something else. Aimim in the Indian lekachim. Maybe it's not a bama siachar. All of my kachim in the base of Mikdash. What do you need the extra pasuk for? Through Indian lebachar. The main Indian lekachim, through Indian lebachar. Salak that you would think, hell of a kadosh kashu ba'amum. Since we said already in the Mishnah like that, that a bachar, the firstborn, is kadosh no matter what, even if it's ba'amum. So maybe you can think you can bring a fire carbon also. The carbon amik shubamum. Maybe you can bring a fire carbon. Kamash Malah and Deloi, and that's what you need the pasuk for. So, but how do you know it's coming for Bama Siachar? Maybe it's coming for Bechar. So, the Gemara, no, Amri Bechar Behedya Ksivbe, Pesach Iva Lois Bechenu. In the first pasuk about Bechar, they now bring a Bamum. So, Pesach Iva Lois Bechenu, that's the pasuk talking right after Bechar. Right after the pasuk of Bechar, it says they now bring it. So, it can't be Bechar. Maybe the Gemara, not a Kasha, maybe it's something else. Maybe any of the Kachim, Tanuli, a Meiser, Kuchis Meiser. We said Meiser is Chal and Bamum. Maybe you can bring it for a carbon. Sakat after Amino, how the carbon mum, since it's chal on its mud of mum, the chsiv lo yivakir ben toiv lera, nikav nami ben mume. Maybe also you should be able to bring it, even though it has a mum. Kamas melon de loy. And that's why you need this extra pasik of a mum, say even a maise can't be wrong mumai. So, the Gemara Amri, maise nami gomar vora vora vachar. Maise also, we know that it's no good with a mum. You learn how to vora vora vachar. Havara, Havara, Mechara. It says both places Havara. It teaches us that you can't bring a Balmum for Maisa. So we already knocked out that it can't be for Bechara we have a Pasuk. Maisa learned that at Bechara. We'll try another one. Ema, through Ilan, Tamura as Kachim, for a Tamura. Salamina, however, Kedusha, Kishi Balas Mum, a Tamura is Chal and Balas Mum. I take a Balmum and I say it should be Chal like that. It's Chal. It's even on a Balmum. So maybe Karevinamik Shuvalas Mum, Kamash Blonde, Loy, that you're not. And that's what you need this extra pasuk for. So Gemara, no, I have a pasuk that also. On Makrava, who is Murase, Hayo, Vayahu, who's Murase Kaidesh, I mean, Makish to Murase, it's Mura Loy, Malhu, Balmum Loy, after us, Balmum Loy. So upon him, we tried everything we could. It's a rioter of Allah's. The extra pasuk teaches us that Bamas Yachid has an Isser to bring a Mum on a Bamas Yachid. I use the pasuk of Yals, everything has a pasuk. Bechar has a pasuk, Maisa learned out of Bechar, and Tumura has, while you use Tumura Asa Kaddish. It's a Makash Hula Tumura Asa, that can't be a Bamba. Mask of Larab Zera, Ema Tanua Inyan Levladas Kachim, maybe learn out Levladas Kachim, the Salah Daramina, if a mother has a child, you know, a para has a child. The Sultan in high holy kedushim kshem amum, it's kosh no matter what. That baby is kosh no matter what. So you would think holy kedushim kshem bali mumen agaviyman. This is kadosh bali mumen agaviyman kshem bali mumen ami kravim. You can make like that also. Kamash v'lon deloy. I mean, in these extra pasuk teach us that v'lodois are not kadosh, are not can't be makrav. They are kadosh. It can't be makrav. It. May I see these extra pasuk for? Amarava half of v'lod is a pasuk also. For a pasuk, Tanad Berivishmal, it says in the pasuk, Rak Kadashacha, Ash Yulach Vinadarecha. And we dash on this, Rak Kadashacha Ela Tmurais. And that teaches us that Tmurais have to bring as a carbon, if they're Tamim. as yulach elo havlodos. Then says v'na derecha hakishin akos v'neder. Ma neder bal mum loy, af hani nami bal mum loy. Ma neder bal mum loy, af hani nami bal mum loy. And so then we know already vlod is a nogar bal mum. So again, the extra pasuk be'al bal mesiachet. Agav, you see, this pasuk also teaches tmura is nogar bal mum. So it comes at drasha v'ayu who is from rasa kares. You don't really need anymore because you have this pasuk. Tosis speaks this out, and the masla hakishon. Tosis speaks this out. Omahash loy tzricha lekesh el the makas tmurasa loy.
Comes from
the
nether?
What? It comes. No, it's just hekesh to the nether. It's hekesh. Just like a nederecha. Or usually common is called nether. Usually that's what we call a carbon. Rakachecha is the tmurais. The other word, ashi yulach is the vladas. And nederecha, makesh to nederecha, it's like a nederecha. Bamum is no good. This also bamum is no good. So the Gemara Vayta. It says on this behemoth that had a mum and it had technically kedushas dama on it. So Gemara says that Eino is in Tamura. It's no Kusha Gov, therefore does not make a Tamura. My time, what is the reason for that? What's the Makar for that really? The Pasuk says by Tamura, you shouldn't take a good animal and say, you know, get the, and transfer the Kusha from the carbon onto the good animal, and you shouldn't take a bad animal and transfer the Kusha from the good animal to the bad animal. It's both a lot. So, right, the Gemara has to rab a toiv amrit loy. You're not allowed to switch a ra and a toiv. So, a toiv beram, boy, you have to tell me you're not allowed to take a good kachim and switch it to a bad one, a bad animal. So, it can't be as a chiddush. Ella, you know what toiv beram means? El toiv teaching us that toiv meikra is a tmura. Ram ikra is a tmura. The only type of behemoth that can make a tmura is something that's toiv meikra. Even though now it's not good, but it was toiv when Shasik Dush was chal, it was a tamim, and that's teaching us that dafka toiv bera works only a toiv that's toiv mikra, even though right now is a ra. And that's the extra toiv bera teaching us that it has to be mitchila, a good klusha guf on a tamim, in order for it to be have the din of tamur. Learn a little bit. That the question was, how do you know a klusha dam doesn't make tamur? Klusha dam means something as a bal mum, mitchila. So he's saying, because the problem was that it says a lav, you're not allowed to make tmura. So once it says you're not allowed to make a tmura from a bad carbon to a good carbon, so of course you can't do from a good carbon to a bad carbon. So what was the point of the Torah telling you, toiv bera? So the answer is, toiv bera can't be read literally. You have to make it as a drasha. Toiv bera means, lo yachafen toiv bera means the whole iser and the whole way it's only chal, tmura, only by a toiv bera, a toiv meikroi. It had to be once toiv. The carbon had to be once a toiv. Even though now it will be a mamum, it had to one time, at one point, be chalak, this is a guf, because it's a tamim. That's what toiv bera means. Toiv meikroi. Good maishi? Okay. So the Gemara Vayta. Emesu yiftu. It's at the end of the first half of the Mishnah, that by kedushas damim type of carbon, if it dies, you can repay it. And remember, we said there's two chedushim in that. There's no din amad of aracha, and you can give it to the klavim. You can repay it in order to give it to the klavim. It's a piece in the veil, you give it to the klavim. So you have to keep that in mind as we learn this Gemara. So now, before we start, let me just give you a little. There'll be three things. There's kachay mizbeach, there's kachay bedek abayis, and there's kachay mizbeach that has a mum, mikroi. The three different things. Kachay mizbeach, bedek abayis, and something that you're makiv lemizbeach and had a mum ikroi. That's a third level. That's a third level, and that's very different. So the machlekes tanoim, what needs hamad v'aracha, and that's what we're going to talk about. Amar Rav Yehuda, zudiv Rav Shimon, our mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav, very important. Amar Rav, yeah. Zudiv Rav Shimon, d'ama kachim mizbeach hoy b'chal hamad v'aracha. Rav Shimon holds kachim mizbeach was b'chal hamad v'aracha, and hence the sefer says that you can't be koydit. Because the sefer kedusha guf, kachim bedek bayis loy b'chal hamad v'aracha. The Tanan, Rav Shimon, kachim bedek bayis and meisu yiftu, and omoy de Rav Shimon b'bal mum meikroi shenifta. Even though b'bal mum meikroi maybe shuk kachim mizbeach, he's moy de there. No, you can paid it. My time. What's the reason? Dama kra oisa. In the pasuk it says anila hamad v'aracha. It says v'herich hakayin oisa bein toyev l'ra. Oisa l'mute b'bal mum meikroi. The b'bal mum meikroi does not need hamad v'aracha. That's our mission going to Rav Shimon. Our mission is not going to Levi, who we call the Chacham. Avacham Oimrim, Imesu Yikvaru. even this type of carbon, if it dies, you have to bury it. Man chachamim, who's a chamim? Tanah b'Levi hu. It's the brisa of Levi. Tanah b'Levi, hakoy lebchal madav aracha. That means say b'et gabayis, say kachim zbech. Vafilu b'amum meikra. Even a b'amum meikra is also part of hamadav aracha. Chen tanah b'Levi, matita filu chaya filu oif. You make the chaya oif, which can be a carbon, also is hamadav aracha. Vaksiv ha'isa, oif is tanah b'Levi kasha tshver. So we're saying our Mishnah is Rav Shimon, who holds that Kachem is Be'ach needs a Mother Racha, and not Mumikroi. But Levi holds everything needs a Mother Racha. So our Mishnah can't be Levi. But there's a third man, the Yama. The Rabbanon who argue Rav Shimon. Av Rabbanon, the Apologal of Rav Shimon, Mai, Hachinami, the Mesu Yiftu. Now, what does the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon hold? So Rabbanon of Rav Shimon will sure hold that Kachem Be'ach Gabayis, Bechal Mother Racha. And he holds also that a Bamu Mikra is not a Madva Racha. So, why can it be Rabbanon? A Rabbanon, the Pligad of Shimon, my Hachinami de Mesu Yiftu. He also holds that if Mesu Yiftu, why? Because he holds Mum Mikroi, doesn't he a Madva Racha? He Hachi, what did Rav say? Rav Shimon. It's not Rav Shimon himself. Zudiv Rav Shimon Machul Kusum, my boy. It's Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. Machul means and his Bar Pukta, the Rabbanon. When you go to two dots, Mitzvah Shem. Zok the Gemara. So what does Rav say? Rav says Zu Divir Rav Shimon. He should say Zu Divir Rav Shimon. Amri, Rav holds Rav Shimon Malakish. What does Shimon Malakish hold? He holds the Amal the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold Kachiv Bedek Vayis of a Chal Amadav Aracha, and Kachiv Bedek Loim Chal Aracha. Like Punk Vakeret, he holds Bedek Vayis has Amadav Aracha and not Mizbeach, and therefore a Mishnah can't be like the Rabbanon. Why not? Because the Sefer won't be good. Lo Misukma Mastisik Rabbanon the Tani Sefer the Mesu. By Kachi Yaguf, it says, Mesu Yikfru, you can bury it. So it has to be, it's going according to Rav Shimon Dafka, because according to Rabbanon, you only need Madhu Racha Betek Abayis. That means, by Mum Ikroi, Levi also needs a Madhu Racha, can't be Levi. But it could be the Rabbanon Rav Shimon. Says, no, can't be Rabbanon for exactly the reason, because the Sefer is not like a Rabbanon. Yeah, but why should you? Here you have Rav Shimon, fits everything, why should you say that? Is it Rav Shimon? So now the Gemara is going to say, we spoke out that Mesu could be a different reason why you have to bury it. Because you're not allowed to pay the Gzusha Guf L'Klavim. So maybe really, it go according to Rabbanon. I could have bought Yerim Aracha, so why is it safe to say you have to bury it? I thought we have to bury it. I don't want to give it to Klavim. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to give it to Klavim. So maybe that's found the safer. We bring a Raya from the safer, not like the Rabbanon. Because the safer says, V'meisu Yikfu. So we say, oh, Mesu Yavad Arach, he needs a Mad Aracha, right? No, I'll tell you, he doesn't need a Mad Aracha. You want to Rabbanon, doesn't need a Mad Aracha. Why can't you pay that? Because now I'll be paid the Dusha Guf, the Klavim, to give the Klavim. You have to bury it. That's what I was going to ask right now. How do you know that the Kavura is because of Mother Racha? Therefore, we have a Raya, it's not like the Rabbanon. Dilma, Mishum de Ain paid them as Sakadosh. Maybe the reason is because you're not allowed to pay the Sakadosh, Lachilim the Klavim. Oh, that's the reason. Now I'll be paid the Kachim to defeat the Klavim. It wouldn't say Mesu. It would say Nisti im Nasu Trefa Yikru. Even if it comes to Trefa alone, it will be buried. Because a Trefa alone, you can't feed to the dogs already. So that alone would be enough of a reason to bury it. But that's what the Mishnah was telling us, it could have said Trefa. So our Karka says Mesu, it must be teaching us Amad Varacha the Gechidish. Because a Trefa could be Amad Varacha, it's still alive, it's still standing. So it must say something about Amad Varacha. That's one, Terrence. If by saying Melam Karviachan and Spirulay. Betzem we hold like Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon argues with Shimon Malakish and holds that the Rabbanon hold that Kachay Mizbech was Pachal Madav Aracha. So why don't we say Rabbi Shimon Machalukusai? Echanami v'tani zu di Rabbi Shimon Machalukusai. It's talking with Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. So he got up to that and that's Vav Omed Aleph.